We are live on the Cognitive Rampage Network. Welcome to the show, He Said.
She Said.
I'm your host, Adam Lowry, alongside me.
With Patricia May.
Oh, look at you. You're getting quicker. And you've been off the mic a minute.
I have. Yesterday, I had a mild episode. I thought I was going through menopause in 2 seconds.
That video that you posted nailed it.
What one?
The vintage,
vintage
Hollywood video. Yeah, that shit nailed it, man. Can you pull that video up and play at least the sound of it?
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, play the sound of that and put it on the camera because that thing, that shit nailed it, man.
It really was. My friend Tara sent it to me. She's like, oh, my God, that's you. I don't know that I was happy with that, but I was okay with it because it was legit funny.
Heather Quinlan agreed to the podcast. Yeah, author of awesome. Pandemic.
All right, time out.
Okay, play that.
Under there?
No, on your mic. Yep. I'm well.
I'm a young woman. I'm attractive, too, if I can get to a decent beauty parlor. Don't you worry about the winter flop.
It's so dramatic. Where can they see that video?
On my Facebook page.
You didn't put it on Instagram?
No.
Patricia May?
Yeah.
If we can, let's copy it and share it to Adam and Patricia on the Instagram.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
Yeah, that video's good. That video's funny.
It is true. It's funny because I'm hearing and seeing a lot of the females right now going, their roots are coming out, the natural color. I was lucky because I have a balayage, so my hair is supposed to have roots.
I'm a young woman. I'm attractive too if I can get to a decent beauty parlor. Don't you worry about it.
It's funny. It is funny.
She like scrambles and runs out the door. It has trouble getting out the door. It's really funny.
It is funny. I'm just sharing it to a couple pages.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, so, yeah, anyway, especially for someone that has any sort of gray roots, it comes out quickly. Fortunately, my gray hairs, I have like maybe...
You don't have any.
I have maybe... No, I'm not trying to... I like probably...
That's what I tell myself.
Whatever. You have gray hair in your beard.
No, I don't.
You are such a liar.
I get one or two every 3 months.
Okay, so no, I don't, but I get one or two.
Did you all witness this? Did you all,
you're lying. Okay, so that's actually a good subject. Was that me yelling at him, or is that me being passionate about what I'm saying?
Passionate. That's the secret right there. That's the code. The code right there. If anybody says, I'm not yelling, I'm just passionate.
Yeah. Would you rather to be with someone that's like this? Oh, you're right, honey. You never get gray hair.
No, that's just weird. That's creepy. That's
gross,
serial
right?
killer.
Or would you rather be with someone that goes, what?
Why do I have to have serial killer or psycho? Like, what's the...
Those are the two of the same thing.
No, they're not. Serial killers are like the calm. It's okay, honey. I'll get
you. Are you still there?
I'll get you what you need. Just let me know.
No, I was thinking more of the submissive, non-personality, empty soul female. You know.
That was scary. Just hearing that female exists out there.
It does.
Yeah.
Have you ever... No, I was going to say if you ever met one, but I'm sure you have.
What the hell?
What?
Have I ever had a soulless non-existence?
Yeah.
Ex-wife. No.
I was trying to refrain from that, but...
Refrain.
Yeah.
I was trying to refrain.
Yeah.
We're hanging out in the new studio, beachside, chilling.
Yes, it's so cool. It was a great, spontaneous decision, I think.
Yeah, I like spontaneous. Is your man spontaneous? Does he move you to the beach randomly within 24 hours and do all the moving?
That sounds really cute, but I'm pretty sure it was us moving us to the beach.
Oh, my God. Empowerment to women. You surprised me. I was surprised you could pick up some of the shit. I was really nervous for about 48 hours because I'm like, I don't know how we're going to lift this shit.
Talking about like the hints or something.
No.
Like, what are you talking about?
Because I'm like, remember I even called the moving company. I was like, let me get a price on this shit.
I know. I was excited to see my face. I was like, I'll do another closing. I'm fine with
that. Yeah, we'll just move it. And then when you squat lifted and picked up that the heavy couch, I was like, all right.
Yeah, we didn't
okay.
go at a slow pace either. It was like, let's get in and
no,
out.
No, and we had Israel helped us when we got here to this place.
Oh, he was the lifesaver. It was Israel is a gentleman that works at NASCAR. The New Smyrna Speedway.
Darr. You went pirate there for a minute.
You know what? If you want to start,
you know
this,
what?
I will.
You know what? So we've been locked in the house together for weeks at a time now.
Yeah, it's funny because I play. I'm already like doing the games of like when he reaches for something, I pull it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it like 10 times a day. He'll be like, "Can you hand me that?" I'm like, "Sure."
I've contemplated
baby.
Murder and myself.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch you try it three times. But you did that to me when we were getting in the car. You pulled the car back four or five times when I'm
and
trying
then
to
forward.
Get in. Yes, and finally I just look at you like, "Prepare to die."
Yeah, she goes Russian. She turns to Natasha when she's going to kill you. It's
I don't
random.
Know why you had to go ahead and name her, but that's fine.
Yeah, hey. That's fine. Stop bug killing.
Dude, this is one thing I seriously have PTSD.
You have to pee. You have pee?
Yeah, I do have that too.
You have pee. She has pee.
My sound effects are kss. Yeah. I do. I have the smallest bladder ever.
All right. Now they know. That's all right.
That's fine. I'm
it's fine. It's, you see that bladder? Did you buy that bladder?
I bought it.
See that bladder? I bought that bladder.
It's been a minute since we've been like crunk.
Crunk? No, it's not.
When's the last time?
Our bonfire episode out there.
Oh, yeah. I deleted that.
Yeah, you deleted that. Yeah, I don't think you remember. That was, what is today? No one knows what day it is.
I know.
I'm seriously like, what day is it? I don't know. I'm on Keys time.
Water and blueberries.
Yeah, I'm on Keys time. So it's Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So it's Wednesday. It was Friday night. We got off the chain out back. We had the fire going.
That was so fun.
You were my 36 beer partner.
I did keep up. That was horrible.
Yeah, you kept up. You kept up. We burned a lot of things. We were using the karate bow staff out there.
Yeah. Both of us got injured.
Yeah, I wound up with cuts on everything. Like, how did I get injured? I don't know.
I tried to karate kick something, and I'm not sure why you're laughing so hard.
Because I remember that.
I did pretty well, except for when it scraped the shit out of my
I thought
head.
It was funny when I took the bow, and I tried to I threw it like a javelin. And
you did good on that one.
And all of a sudden, like the middle of the fence just goes, it just exploded.
I know, but I think you were just as turned on as I was when you saw when I saw you do that. I was like,
the javelin throw. Through that, I was like, yeah. Oh, I could kill things with this. So I was like, all right.
I was really going this, okay, I'll stay up a little longer.
Time to go hunting, man. Steve Stone checking in with us, man.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, with suicide. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and it can take or leave it. If I please, Wednesday,
that?
Steve Stone. That's scaring me, Steve. Why are you commenting things
Hopefully
like that, Steve?
He's reciting some sort of song that we
and then
haven't
he
heard
said
yet.
Wednesday. It's like, today's the day. You're scaring me, Steve.
No, he's answering the question, baby.
What question?
What is today? You asked that earlier.
Right, but why say suicide is painless? It brings on many changes and can take or leave it if I please. You're scaring me, Steve. Steve, don't do that.
It's been a while. Since I first
oh sang. Man, that song. So Amy Childs is going to be joining us in a
I
little
love
bit.
Her.
Yeah, Amy is fun. And
we had such a great time with them on New Year's.
Oh, that was a blast, dude.
Yeah.
That was a blast. And, dude, her husband's, I'm telling you, dude, her husband is a fucking stand up comedian.
You know
all
what?
Day.
At first, when
you
were
know
talking,
what? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what?
In the beginning, at first, when you were telling me.
MASH song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You want me to go ahead and finish my sentence? Or
go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, Steve wasn't waiting
this
for you.
This
took
my
me.
Life, seriously. And if it's not 100%
So the other day we were...
For real. I only have like... You would think there's like
it's
a shortage.
It's a theme song from MASH, Biker
See?
George
I
said. It's just men interrupting you.
Just men interrupting you.
That's why I said it that way.
Uh-huh.
What were you saying?
I don't remember.
Oh, you were. See, guys, feel me out there, right? When you're talking, like, I don't remember. I wasn't saying.
Oh, you were isn't a proper response.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, what does that have to do with
it? Yeah, it is.
I said, I don't remember, and you said, oh, you were.
All right. Now, was she just yelling at me, everyone,
no.
Or was she talking at me right there?
It's a conversation.
Or are you just passionate?
All right, so if you're talking, if I was a dude. Right.
Do you see how that changed right there, everybody? Are you watching the camera? Obviously, we've been locked in the house together for a while.
So if I was a guy and we were going, I've heard you go back and forth with Danny all the time on the freaking phone. Are you going like this? Danny, don't yell at me. No, you
but
continue
he doesn't
the
yell.
Conversation.
He knows I'll burn him.
No, you continue the conversation. You allow him to have an opinion and be fun or passionate.
Danny
then
doesn't have an opinion.
Yes, he does.
Only has...
Actually, Danny is one of the few that goes like this. Whatever, bro. You're the one that's going to be rearranging the furniture five times. That's an opinion.
Yeah, Danny can have his opinions. I've dealt with Danny over the years.
So he's allowed... Oh, dealt with him.
I love Danny.
Right. So you're saying you love me, but I yell?
All right, guys and gals, Sam, I'm being trapped into this one. Yeah, you were talking about Corey. That's what Amy said. So she's supposed to be here right now. So I'm going to call you right now, Amy, and bring you onto the show. She said she was nervous.
Why?
But her husband should be a stand-up comedian all day.
He is. His posts are very
good. Dude, Corey is great.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. I just like to hear her talk. I don't know why, but when she talks, I start talking like her.
Everybody does it.
It's contagious. So Amy Childs, everybody, a friend of ours from the beach side who we partied with on New Smyrna. We were talking about New Year's Eve and how awesome that was.
Yeah, it was fun. Did you have a good time?
We did. We enjoyed ourselves. It was a good night.
Yeah, we got you and Corey up there singing karaoke.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it was funny. He took a while. He took a minute, but then he got up there. But Amy, you were a trooper. You were... doing all the moves and dancing around like the rest of us, making fools of ourselves.
It just takes a couple drinks.
A couple? Yeah. Corey was out. Look, is Corey, I know Corey's next to you right now. He's near you right now, right?
Nope. He's at work tonight.
He's at work? Oh. He's an essential guy.
Yes, he's a very
essential. Yeah, we're both essential sacrifices.
He's essential. I'm telling you, his fucking meme posting during this shit has been hilarious.
Oh, by the way, happy anniversary, beautiful.
You're gonna have to talk really loud to reach the phone.
Okay, happy anniversary, I said. It's been 25 years and you still haven't killed each other, right?
Correct, Mundo. Now, it's been close. I have stabbed him.
I was just going to say, has it been close? Where did you stab him? Because that's really actually very believable.
In the leg.
Really? Tell us that story.
He's just been aggravating me all day long. All day. And we're sitting at the dinner table, the whole family, sisters, dad, everybody sitting at the dinner table enjoying. And he just reached over and touched something on my plate, and that was just my
You stabbed him for real?
I stabbed him in the leg with my fork and took his fork and continued eating.
Fucking crazy women.
No, that is truthful. Don't take my food.
Wait, what do you mean truthful? What the hell? But you can take our fries anytime we order them, right? You don't want fries, we order them. You can take our fries. And if I stabbed you with a fork, I'm going to jail.
I let you watch me eat them.
Oh, my God. You stabbed your husband after 25 years. It's going strong. So is that the secret to a good marriage, is stabbings?
Yes.
Now, did you make him bleed?
In kind of different areas.
Where did you stab him at?
In the leg.
In the leg.
Thigh, like near the artery?
No, just kind of just right on the top, right above the knee. We were at the dinner table, so it's whatever was visible at the time.
Now, did he bleed?
Well, his brother had to reach over and pull the fork out of his leg.
Oh, hell no. You went all in. You just said, fuck it. You didn't just poke. You went in.
No, she meant business. Don't take my food.
What the fuck?
It really wasn't about the food. It had been an all-day event.
Oh, that was the finishing touch of...
Yeah.
Mess with me one more time, motherfucker.
See, that's why it's always women on that, like, broken, the A&E crime shows where they lose it. Mm-hmm. Snapped. That's what it's called. And most of the time you're watching it and people are like, they're cheering for the woman. Like, I get it. I see why she killed him. I get it.
Well, because they put up with so much crap throughout the whole 25 years. And then it's like... one more time, see what happens.
Yeah, but if it's the reverse, he's a murderer. If it's for the other, you're a TV star.
Yeah, but they usually murder women because they're with another woman.
What?
You know it.
No. So how are you all keeping up with the lockdown and staying at home?
Well, we're not.
Yeah, because he works.
Yeah, so he drives the truck and I'm at the hotel. So there's been no quarantine for us.
But it definitely has affected your business, right?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately. We've lost a lot of employees and we're down to a skeleton crew, and it's scary to see the hotel lobby as empty as it is.
Yeah. Well, we're like walking distance from you, so we can go over there and cause some controversy if you want.
There you go. Come over and have some coffee.
We will certainly crash the pool.
Hey, at least while our laundry is gone.
Yeah.
We can do that on Sunday.
All right, we can crash the pool on Sunday. So are there actually people coming to stay at the hotel still?
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Where are they coming from? Are they, like, local people coming to stay, or are they, like, flying in from New York killing us all?
Well, locals mainly, Orlando area. Not too many now. That this week has been the slowest week, but... We had a guy walk in today and just say, can he look at a room and then, you know, stay for 7 nights.
Yeah, because they all think.
Yeah, because he got stabbed with a fork. That's why.
Right? No.
Have you noticed an age demographic that's staying with you?
Probably middle age.
Okay, so basically the people that are being paid still, so they do think of it as a paid vacation, so they're like, let's go to New Smyrna.
Right.
So they still have a paycheck, so they can go and pay to stay in a nice hotel, which is the nicest hotel on the beach.
Oh, by far. Location. If you want to stay in New Smyrna Beach, people in Florida, you better go to Spring Hill Suites Marriott. It's either that or the shithole Best Western next door.
Well, the Best Western's
closed right now.
No shit, they're closed down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's also Riverside, but Riverside is not feeling like you're at a beach.
That place is weird. It's haunted.
I can believe that it's haunted.
It feels more like you're going and staying at your grandma's house. They can still hear me. I just want her to hear me.
Pull the mic with you. Yeah, that place is haunted. My mom stayed there when she came to visit us in New Smyrna, and she stayed there, and it's creepy.
Yeah, the rooms felt like, that's the thing, the rooms felt really old, and when you go to the Marriott, it's so modern, and they put out a really awesome breakfast, and not to mention, there's a Starbucks right there, and they're the only hotel that is a nice hotel that's beachside and a pool.
We're brought to you by Spring Hill Suites Marriott, New Smyrna Beach.
I've got to say thank you so much for all the promotion.
I mean, those are legit. I mean, because... We've had, being that we've lived here before, we've explored different places or whatever, and by far, if I had any family members or if I was going to throw a party or even events, the rooms are beautiful. The curtains in the rooms are enough for me to come and stay.
We stayed there a few times.
Yeah. And they were so nice. On our short notice, they made accommodations for us when we were moving. Remember?
Yeah. I do. I am distracted because somehow a fly has gotten into the studio.
Is it a fly?
There's a fly and one mosquito.
Yeah.
So as people are watching this, I'm randomly slapping my right arm. I look like a crackhead. I'm like, I was in a chicken coop. I was in Debo's chicken coop all night. Fucking with me.
So since you guys are kind of vacant and right now, like you said, it was slower. Are you guys offering any sort of like specials price-wise, or are you just kind of sticking to normal to not change things up too much?
Well, we started a gift certificate special today to where if you buy two nights, you get a third night free. So basically,
oh, nice.
Say two nights, get, you know, pay for two nights, get three.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also at a very discounted rate compared to what we normally are. So I definitely suggest everybody to call and ask for me. So you can purchase your gift certificate because it will go until the end of the year.
And you get a discount if you stabbed your husband with a fork. That's how that works.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, now, I'm not that mean. He asked for that all day long.
Yeah. He asked for it.
I think he was probably begging.
You know how
for
many
it.
Men have tried that defense after a fucking assault case with their wife? Mm-hmm. They're like, I punched her in the mouth, but she totally asked for it. She totally asked for it.
Yeah. Did he cry? What was his reaction?
It was such a scary scary situation. My dad was at the table. Of course, my dad was married to my mom, so he completely understood where it came from. But he just kind of sat there and looked at me and picked up his fork and kept on eating.
I ain't witnessing shit.
He's like, you asked for it, motherfucker.
I ain't witnessing nothing. I won't testify. Right. He's not testifying against the daughter, but man, I miss hanging out with y'all, man. That New Year's Eve was fucking hilarious. I remember a third of it. It was a great fucking time, man. But I'm telling you, Amy, I have a mission to get Corey on the stage with a microphone doing comedy because he's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
He won't do it, though, will he?
Yes, he will.
Well, you know, I have no clue. I can't say what he will and won't do.
You can, too.
It'll be hard to get him up there.
I might have to get him a case of something.
Maybe we can do a backdrop of a pitchfork.
So
what you'll have to do is just come over once all this is said and done and just hang out. And then you just kind of record him when he doesn't realize you're doing it and then just play that.
Yeah, to show him you really are funny. I think he knows he's funny, though, or he wouldn't be posting all his funny crap. People don't keep doing it if they don't realize how funny they are.
Yeah, of course, he's a smartass.
Yeah, that's true.
The smartass shit is great, though, man. He's fucking hilarious. Awesome. What? So how many hours is he working? He's transporting shit in-state or out-of-state? He drives a truck, so where's he at?
In-state. He makes 2 trips to Jacksonville every night.
Oh, wow. Every night. Every night. 2 trips and back. What's he hauling? Toilet paper?
No. He actually works for a Dr. Pepper Keurig.
Oh, no shit.
Do you remember the Dr. Pepper commercial?
There's a few of them.
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Nope.
That was probably...
You got nothing. I got nothing.
Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
It was in the 70s. I don't know.
It was in the 70s, motherfucker.
All right, now don't get sad, Adam.
I know.
I clearly am at least 5 feet away with this table at length, and like a good therapist, my back is to the door, which means I can exit at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, Patricia, just to let you know, you can get a thumbtack, and you can stab the shit out of him, and it won't kill him.
Hey, you know what?
What the fuck is happening right now?
I actually put the thumbtacks under my tongue. And I can hawk them like a loogie so quick you have no idea.
A loogie? Well, you're like a blow dart with thumbtacks in your mouth.
Yep. I know what's up.
You have blow skills that you do. You do have blow skills. Holy shit, man. You all are plotting. I got witnesses watching.
That's okay.
I got witnesses watching. Everyone out there, if I come up missing, she did it.
Hey, if I'm at that point, I will be the one promoting that I did it.
You'll be on Snapped. You'll be the one that's on it because you're real pretty and shit.
I'm going to open a new thing called Snapped Chat. Let's talk about how fun it was to snap on a motherfucker.
Man, if this was reversed, it would be fucked up. If guys were talking right now about how I snapped on his bitch and I fucking whooped her, it would be a problem.
Oh, we've already talked about the reverse bullcrap about that guy that has all those 19-year-old girlfriends.
Yeah, wait.
Come on.
Which guy?
I don't know. It's all of them.
I'm like, wait, which guy are we talking about?
Remember we were talking about, this is going to kick me in the face, but we were talking about Tiger King.
Yes.
Tiger King.
Watch that, Amy? Have you seen that?
Did you watch it?
I have not even got myself together enough to watch
Holy shit. Now. Right now, when you get off the phone with us, go to Netflix. You have to watch Tiger King and just fucking watch it.
Yeah, I do, because I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about it. I have plenty to say about Tiger King. But the whole point of it is that the double standards.
Steve knew your commercial.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
How old is Steve?
Steve Stone.
I didn't say who is Steve. I said how old is he?
42-ish.
Oh, okay. So your age. Okay, so. I'm just kidding.
I'm in my 30s, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You were saying.
I was saying. All right,
wait, no, don't spoil. Is it a spoiler alert, though? We don't want to tell her.
No, I was just saying the age demographics, how.
Yeah, it's a spoiler
alert.
They
look at it as different things.
You can't hear this, Amy. It'll give it away. But please, for the love of God, watch Tiger King tonight when you're off the phone with our asses. Please.
Okay.
And once you start, you're going to be like, I'm not going to bed until this is over.
We didn't even pause. We were like going, going, going.
Yeah, we just binged right through that shit.
Usually we'll look at each other like, should we do another? And we didn't stop.
Yeah, we went right through that shit. Steve's 44.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, once you start watching, it's one of the things where you're like, I want to turn it off, but I am paralyzed to turn this off. I can't do it right now.
Yeah.
So it's a total train wreck.
All right, yeah.
Train wreck. Holy shit. It is. You start asking yourself, is this fucking real? Is this fucking real? And it's fucking real.
One of the stars is actually from Florida. So it's pretty interesting to see, because she runs, you know, a whole rehab center for tigers.
Yeah. Holy shit. I'm telling you, Amy, watch that shit. You don't know what you're missing.
All right.
Oh, I'm telling you, watch that shit. So when you guys do come home, when you're hanging out, so he just drives the truck, comes home, hangs out. You're going to work during the day and coming home. So what's it been like? What are your thoughts on COVID? What do you think about this shit?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts inside to it. So, but you know, the main one is I just wanted to hurry up and be over.
True.
You know, it's. One is, how in the world did it even happen? You know, that's one thought. And then there's the other of, you know, is it, you know, warfare? There pulls out my conspiracy side to it. Mm-hmm. You know, just, at first it just kind of, I was numb. You know, if you want truth feelings, I was numb to it and was like, okay. And then you start seeing the videos come across of people that are actually have it and going through it. And then your fear sets in. And then you start seeing comments on Facebook from people that, you know, actually have a sick family member or are sick themselves. And it just keeps getting more real every day.
Yeah. Now, do you know anyone personally that's contracted it?
I do not know anybody personally as of right now.
Now, that's a small percentage. I think we had 8 callers on the podcast last night. Between those 8 callers, nobody knew anyone.
I do.
Myself, I didn't know anybody. You don't know anybody through there, and you know someone that's contracted it.
Yes, I do.
Who's that?
She's actually a nurse, a new nurse. Her name is Laura.
Don't put her out there.
Well, no, she put herself out there. She wanted to have everybody aware of that. I mean, and I noticed in the comments on Facebook that she wanted people to be aware of that, because that's the importance of it, is to let people know so that they can be, you know, aware of what symptoms that she's going through.
Yeah.
And
those are some of the scariest, like when the people are sitting there, like that one video that went around. Did you see the one video, Amy, where she was like, fuck smoking or whatever like that? The younger looking girl, she was breathing heavy, you know?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that one, Amy?
I don't think I saw that one, no.
Yeah, and actually it came back to where some of that video was a little...
Scripted?
Not scripted, but there were some parts left out.
Oh,
you know, then she did another video, like she's fine and she came out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the honest truth is the death rate is below 1%. You know, we're working with something that the morbidity is way below 1%. Your chances of contracting it are slim to none, but... You know, for me, you know what scares me the most is, because this virus is only 6 months old, right? So many people are confused that this virus has been around forever. The coronavirus has, but the strain, the COVID-2 strain of this is only 6 to 8 months old.
Yeah.
And so they don't know what it will do to people. And some of those horror stories that freak me out, Amy and Patricia, is when I'm reading stories about healthy 30-year-olds, you know, that got the virus, felt fine, went to hospitals, came home and died next to their loved ones. Like, this crazy, weird shit,
right.
You know, and with no underlying conditions, no pre-existing conditions, you know. And that right. Randomness, that random holy shit you got Joker, that scares me more than anything.
Okay, so here's my thing, though, is we all want to hear positives as well.
Hell yeah.
Right? So on this note, you have someone that doesn't really have a whole lot of the symptoms. She feels okay. You know, just she did lose her sense of taste. And
that's the first thing, the sense of smell.
Right.
Seen that. The first thing that typically goes is sense of smell.
And she had a slight fever, but she doesn't. She's still operable. She
feels
okay. You know
how many things I've been fucking smelling since I learned that you lose your sense of smell first?
Yeah.
I'm constantly smelling my armpit. It's ridiculous.
I can help you if you want.
I am. When I learned that
only men do stuff like that. Yeah.
Dude, when something smells
bad, they're like, here, smell this.
Yeah, Amy, when I learned that is the number one symptom, you lose your sense of smell, I wake up and I start smelling everything. I rub my hand in places.
He literally asks me to fart in his face.
And no, I don't. I don't. I'm glad we have crossed that relationship threshold. She has begun to fart in front of me now.
You're lying.
We have moved to another dimension in our relationship, Amy.
No.
Oh, well, I mean, that's good. Y'all been together long enough that, you know, you should be farting around each other.
Hey, let me tell you something. That's no fair. If he's literally pouncing on my stomach, I'm not making it up. He was pushing
pouncing?
On my stomach. Yeah, like a fucking
pouncing?
Lion. You were going like this.
I was not giving you stomach CPR.
Yes, you were.
No.
You swear on your life.
That could be misconstrued as assault. I was not doing that.
You were doing it intentionally to try to make me fart.
I was poking you with a fork. Let's be honest.
He did do that. And then, of course, as I giggled, it was like...
Yeah, but you didn't let one out. It was a strain. It was a beat. She let out a hip-hop beat. That's what happened.
Yeah. He pushed it, and then I was laughing, because I can't hold it in if I'm laughing. So it was like an engine starting or something, having trouble.
Yeah. Well, I hear the toilet bowl echoes now. You've gotten rather comfortable. But besides the point. The point is that I've learned that you lose your sense of smell first and or diarrhea. These are the first two things that show up. And so now I wake up every morning and I smell certain things around my body. I start putting my hands in places and sniffing like it's fucking blow in the early 90s.
Ooh, did you ever see that video where the lady was at the gas station and she put her hands, her husband put her hands.
No,
her
she
hands
did.
In, oh, what? Tell the story.
She swiped her crotch like a credit card.
Her butt, not her crotch.
You know, yeah, well, all of it.
Her ass.
Yeah, and then just gave it a...
Oh, no, he put his hand in her pants
and
let
her
smell it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's love. That's love right there.
Why?
It was so gross. It was really like they were some sort of predators out there. They're waiting, looking around. He puts her hands in her ass crack, and then he lets her smell it like he's feeding her.
That's disgusting.
It was so gross.
That's gross. And they probably have children. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
They
so, yeah.
They probably have pink eyes.
Or brown eye, if that's a thing.
Brown eyed girl.
If that's a thing, most definitely.
That's probably true.
But yeah, sometimes I get paranoid, man. Some mornings I wake up and I'm like, oh no, I'm dying.
It's so cute how you say sometimes.
I do.
It's like Rona, is that you?
Yeah. Yeah, you get scared. You know, you're the sore throat, I'm always checking the sense of smell, though. That is a constant thing. I don't know if I've been doing that for a while now, but either way, as long as I can smell things, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. You've gotten better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary shit, man. Like, knowing when it'll change, how it's going to change the face of business, personal interaction. I mean, your business, Amy, and mine with the comedy club as well, and the marketing that we do, all that stuff. I mean, people are not going to be quick, even when they say like, okay, release the hounds, we're open, get back out there. I got to say that when we get to do that, it's not like people are going to cram in our new comedy club and put themselves next to each other.
We don't have any hounds.
Right. Yeah. It will take a moment. I mean, you already have companies that are adjusting their budgets for next year because of what's going on this year. So, you know, we've already had, you know, major cancellations for first part of the year.
Yeah.
Of next year.
Yeah, it's really unpredictable.
Yeah.
That's the hard part, is it's not like you can really go.
And that's mainly due to, you know, having to make up for the loss of funds that's happening currently right now.
Yeah, yeah. So they're cutting back. I mean, we were 30 days basically from signing the new comedy club opening the new comedy club around May 29th. It was the aim. I mean, we're right there. We got a meeting Friday to see where it goes from here. But, I mean, we're at a point where it's like, even if they do allow people to come back, it's going to be incremental. You know, they're going to say, sure, restaurants and bars can open. It'll be the last thing they do. And, you know, as long as you're 6 feet apart, you can do half or a third capacity. It's going to be months, the way I see it on my business end, you know, before we can open that comedy club and make a living at it.
Oh, yeah. And they're talking about a second wave in December.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that, and I talked to Dr. Lane Phillips, who's supposed to come on the podcast, and he actually was kind of calling horseshit to some of that.
Yeah, I hope it's horseshit.
Yeah, as we all do, right? As we all do. But you never know, right? As if someone can predict the virus. That's, to me, some of the scary part, you know, is the fact that now the government at some arbitrary reason can find a way to shut us down. You know, Biker George, an awesome comedian, great friend and brother to me, he brought up a great point on yesterday's podcast was, you know, a right we have is the right to assemble. And that right to assemble is now gone. I mean, by law is gone. I'm watching, you know, I mean, so that they have eroded. You know, already they've gotten rid of this right to assemble that we have. You know, I don't think our government, you know, did this thing, but I do think they're opportunists.
Well, and that is the other scary face of this. As the more that, you know, we let go of, the more we have a chance of never getting it back.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that? What do you mean? What do you mean as far as getting what back?
As far as, you know, our rights go and being told what we can and can't do, you know, which I understand a lot of it is out of the sickness that we're saying, okay, you know, luckily we're in a country to where we're not being shot for walking out our door currently right now.
Yeah, I have seen quite a few things where they're just literally beating them, right, when they're on the street going, get out of here.
Right.
Go back home.
So, I mean, luckily we're not in that kind of scenario, but it only takes one little bit of us giving up a portion of our right for them to go ahead and take all of it, because they can say, oh, well, we did it this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and out of fear of some arbitrary reason. I mean, the Patriot Act after September 11th, all of a sudden gave up our privacy. All we need to do is be merely accused of the government of being a terrorist, and you can be locked in jail, and you'll never see a courtroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gave up, and they call it the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act, real smooth,
yeah,
on that
commission.
One. You're right. I wonder what they'll call this, some act that this happens. You know, there's, and being opportunist, the fact that they can say, you know, you can't assemble here, you can't gather for the safety of, I mean, it's almost too perfect, right?
It kind of worked in the opposite, though. You can't profile people.
Well, I mean, dude, I saw Orange County put together a brand new task force with the sheriff's office that's directly assigned to dealing with so-called perpetrators of that are infected or possibly infected with COVID-19 that are continuing to walk the streets.
Intentionally.
That's the guides. Mm-hmm. That's the guise of it. But imagine if somebody can say, hey, this person's out gallivanting, they're walking around, and they have COVID-19. That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. And this special task force shows up like Mr. Grudy or whatever his name was from V for Vendetta, and they black bag you. They put it over your face and take you away.
Yeah.
I mean, mix that with the Patriot Act, because they're now calling. If you go out and you know you're diagnosed and you spit on food, you do something like that, they're calling this a terrorist act.
Well, what's funny is they didn't do the same thing for AIDS. There was plenty of people that knew they had AIDS that was still going around fucking everybody.
Yeah, well, back in the day, it was rough. But, I mean, I know I'm way out of here with the tinfoil hat on. I know that. So, but imagine they're putting together a task force based on somebody that says something. Mix that with the Patriot Act. And they're calling walking around exposing people a terrorist act. That means they can grab you, nab you, bag you, put you in a cell, and you don't have to see a courtroom because it's a terrorist act.
Yeah.
And on the Patriot Act, you don't have to see a courtroom. And our special task force nabbed you because someone said you have the COVID. Man, this is going to be the new thing women do instead of stab you with a fork.
Yeah.
No, stabbing with a fork is so much better.
Yeah. Way more gonna be like,
my man has the COVID virus and he's walking around. Get this motherfucker.
Yeah, I would call completely.
That's just some bullshit.
Currently in Publix, please get him. He's on aisle 9.
Yeah, but I aisle 9. You're giving up the aisle right away. Yeah. You know, I it would be a great time for some news channel to come out with like positivity, with saying like X amount of people recovered. You know, so many people have recovered. I shared one article on my personal page, and all I wrote was just some light, mm-hmm. right? Just a little light.
Sure.
And in this graph, it showed how there was some downturn of deaths and diagnoses. And I got pushback. I had comments on there like, this is horse shit, da-da-da, don't do this, whatever.
You're in La La Land.
You try to share a little light, and people will come at you.
I think they're afraid of when people share the positives, it's going to make them more relaxed about how they behave currently, to where it's going to make them go, oh, see, this person's fine. I can go to the grocery store when I don't need to. I can go hang out at this place just because I'm bored. Maybe that's why.
Well, I mean, that is a good side of it, because a lot of the ones that are the reasoning why I have shared some of the worst ones that I have seen is that, so that everyone can see there's a reason why you need to stay home and do what you're supposed to do, instead of just saying, oh, you know, I can, you know, the younger generation with the I'll live forever, and, you know, the us older ones that are like, you know, you can't tell me what to do. But, you know, every day I drive by, or I'm driving to work, and I see, you know, people walking with their baby carriers and their child outside,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
With 6 or 7 people around them. And I'm just like, you know, take your baby home. Take your baby home.
Yeah, you don't need to be out. But, you know, in reference to the other comment, it's kind of like this. Like, as a parent, I'm not going to say to my daughter, so-and-so many people had sex without a condom and they didn't get pregnant. I'm going to say, all it takes is one. Right?
Yeah.
So
it's so funny, because I said the same thing to my daughter not 2 days ago, because she was at her friend's house who just had a baby in December. Mm. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You work at a place where you see people every single day, and now you have gone over to this girl's house, and yes, the baby's not there, but you're exposing the baby's mother.
You're touching things. You're hugging the friend, probably saying congratulations. You're sitting there. And I don't know. I know that we've heard different things as far as how long the exposure is. Didn't you mention something like it lasts? How long does it last in the
well,
area?
Depending on the material you're putting it on, right? So mm-hmm. from cardboard to metal and plastic, it lasts the longest. Cardboard can be up to 24 hours. You're talking 3 to 7 days on metal and plastic surfaces. But it's an airborne virus. And that's what people are forgetting. It's not this Ebola thing where you got to touch it, taste it. It's got to go in your mouth, blood drawn, yeah. You know, a bloodborne pathogen. I mean, this is airborne. So if you're putting yourself in an enclosed room with a circulating air in there and you're talking, it can be in the air for up to 3 hours in that area.
So do you think people should say things like, you may not die. If you get it, you might be okay, but just be cautious. Or do you say, this is deadly?
Well, I would appreciate any leader that just said, we don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I'm okay with we don't know. Mm-hmm. If you're telling me, look, we don't know, man. Like, it randomly can kill elite athletes. It's dropping young people, too. I mean, 30% or something, depends on where it's at, around 30% people are between 20 and 44. Mm. So it's putting young people in the ICU, too. Randomly, people with no pre-existing conditions, it can happen. It's a very small percentage.
Well, you saw the exposure of Tom Hanks. Everybody saw that he was infected, but then it was maybe like a half a day where they said they were home now,
yeah,
and everything
2 weeks.
Was okay.
It was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks he came home. But for me, the scary part is the roll of the dice, because they don't know. You know, they think it's a blood type. They think if there's some gene that they're trying to link it to, an AC something, ACL1 gene. I can't remember. But there's a gene type. Maybe. They don't know. You're talking a 6 to 8 month old virus. And for me, it's that roll of the dice that, like, they don't know what's making some young, healthy athletes get hit, like they've been hit by a truck, and some be in intensive care. You know, and they don't know. And it's a and again, it's a very small percentage, right, of your chance of getting it, contracting, especially from dying from it. You're under 1% mortality rate. But right? I mean, if I gave you 100 Skittles, Amy, and I said one of those Skittles will kill you, are you going to eat one?
No.
Right.
Yeah. Well, really quick, what I meant by it was a half a day was it was a half a day that they spent on talking about Tom Hanks being okay. Yes, he was in quarantine for 2 weeks, but the exposure of the positive side was a half a day, not the way that it was exposed of when he was infected. Meaning, they're not showcasing the things where people have gotten through it. They're showcasing the negative side.
Yeah, your sister came on here and talked about an extreme point. There are also people out there that are publicly targeting an entire ethnic group, thinking that because some of them are infected, that all of them are infected, and going to point and say, shoot to kill. Yeah, there's definitely been some Asian hate, some Chinese, and or even Asian. Most of the people in America can't tell the difference, unfortunately, between Chinese or Japanese or whatever. And there has been some hate crimes based on the look and what people are, even though they're fucking born here. You know, you've seen that point for sure. You know, the unknown, I think, is scary to people of what will be. But I'd rather have we don't know.
Yeah.
Be safe than it's just a flu. It's just a flu. You're fine. You know what I mean? I think I'd rather then it's on me. You know, then it's on me. If you're telling me I'm fine and it's fucking nuts, man. This shit is fucking new. It's a new virus. They don't know. You put pressure on this virus. There's already two strains of it. You put pressure on this virus. The virus wants to live. It can morph into something else. You know, Wuhan today, you know, they announced that they're lifting it. They're allowing some things to come back into play. China's coming back to life a little bit. But you got to think that shit started there reportedly November 17th.
The scary part is they probably are saying those things to make their country look better.
Yeah, you never know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I only say that because of the lack of transparency when they were disclosing when it started, how many it actually affected. I mean, there's already so much, monitoring going on of what's allowed to be shown to other people. So it's difficult to trust any sort of statistic coming from that end, not because of who they are, but realistically from their behavior.
Well, their government is a dictatorship. History. It's a dictatorship government that's going to paint a picture. I mean, they did a whole light show today in Wuhan and this whole light show, like we've made it. And some of the citizens there are fucking pissed because they're talking about some serious shit because they're saying, hey, we lost family members and things. You may have known about this. You're seeing some of that. Yeah. So what Melissa actually was saying is out here, she's out there toward Arizona, is it's been toward the Native Americans. So they're thinking one Native American has it, then they all have it. And they're turning. There's certainly, I mentioned on the podcast yesterday that there's Illinois, Michigan, and I think Connecticut, another one. They admitted that they were talking. They finally showed the racial discrepancies. And you see a rather large minority implication to this. And they're accrediting that to lack of health care, basically in poverty.
Right. Cleanliness is what you're referencing? Is that
dude, fucking... greatest comic living today, Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle, when he got that award, did you see that award show he was on, Amy?
I did not.
Yeah, he got some award, and they were showing some of his comedy, and he was talking about
the disease
this disease that popped up, and because of this disease, it's crazy that it only targets, you know, ethnic minorities or something like that, right? How they know? Why is it only? Watch. Yeah, give me 1 second here, Amy. I actually can pull that video up. A friend of mine sent it to me in a message somewhere.
While you're looking at that, I'm going to go take a potty break.
You got to have a potty break already? All right, I'm going to pull this up real quick.
There it is. I have pajamas on, so I'm going to crawl.
Here it is. This is the thing right here. I don't know if YouTube will cut us off, but I'll try to play it anyway, or if Facebook will. All right. Of course it doesn't want to. Oh, it won't play because I'm on the phone with you, Amy. Never mind. I'm the asshole. Ignore that just happened, everybody. Just ignore that just happened. That didn't just happen.
I'll hand you my phone.
Yeah, I'll pull that. It was a text message from Danny.
Oh.
So, Amy, man, what else? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? What's tomorrow bringing? When's Corey get home? What's the deal?
Well, he's his way home from Jacksonville, so he'll be here probably in an hour and a half or so. Tomorrow is just, you know, another day of coming up with creative ways to stay and do and offer and, you know, and stay safe is the main thing, you know. You don't want to negatively, you want to promote yourself, but you don't want people mad at you for promoting yourself. So you've kind of got a double-edged sword there. And just hope, you know, that's just it. Just kind of pull together and make it through. That's what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, you know it. Well, Amy, thanks for hanging out with us, man, and talking shit with us tonight.
Can't
and,
wait to see you.
And stabbing your husband.
Yeah, what a great story.
You should have him tell the story. He tells it a lot better.
That we would love to. Yeah. That we would love to. Well, when this thing starts to clear, we'd love to have you guys actually over to the house inside the podcast studio. We're going to have some drinks and talk some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, Amy, we love you, man. Take care, girl.
Yeah, I love you.
Right. Yeah, Amy's a great person. I can pull up the that text. It's or here it goes. Yeah, here you go.
Isn't it weird how there's a disease that just starts in 1980 and it doesn't kill anybody but niggas, fags, and junkies? Isn't that a fucking amazing coincidence that this disease
right?
hates everybody Crazy. That old white people hate? I think either God is white or the government hid that shit in disco balls.
Right? I mean, Jesus, man. Ahead of his time with that, he was referencing AIDS, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, man. Like,
it's
holy
funny
shit.
To go when you see all the things where people predict things like The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's creepy. I can't even go there. I don't know. I can't
it's
even go
so
there.
So many of them, too.
Yeah, it's creepy. From Trump on down. Yeah. Yeah, they've done some serious predicting.
So let's switch back to the Tiger King.
Okay. Amy, if you're listening, turn it off now, right? Spoiler alert, if you have not watched Tiger King, turn this off now. I'm giving you that five-second delay here to please...
For all you folks, if you haven't watched it, you might want to...
Spoiler alert, if you have not watched it, please do not listen to this. If you do, you're on your own. It's, well, your fucking choice.
Right. So...
we have 7 minutes.
Did you think that she is the killer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. And that's from a mental health guy.
Yeah.
That's a mental health guy watching.
Hey, all you cats.
Yeah, she's a fucking psycho. And now she'll probably sue me after I said this. That's
okay. She does stick to it, too. She doesn't let it die.
Yeah, she'll sue you.
She does.
And her lawyer husband. You know, I'm telling you, the only reason she married that dude is because he's an attorney. She saved lawyer
like
fees.
Kermit the Frog and she's
saved
Miss Piggy.
She saved attorney fees by marrying this guy.
Yes.
And he could file all the injunctions and paperwork he was supposed to fucking file.
And
she knew that.
He was willing to wear a chain around his neck and a little cheetah.
Yeah, they're weird. They're weird. All of them are weird. I'm just saying. They're like the other guy who came in with the one who's fucking the other nanny now. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
The guy that wore the same outfit every day.
Yeah.
You know, the little tiny guy.
Yeah.
Like, God, talk about it.
They're all creepers.
You know a criminal when you smell one. Yeah. And he came in there, extorted him on purpose. He took it from him. He took that fucking thing from him.
It's so gross.
I read an article today, actually, that all the tigers out of the Oklahoma zoo that he had have been taken out and taken to an actual habitat. Not Carol's, but to an actual habitat with much larger...
Now, what is the difference between the two then? If they, like, what? They have 5 feet more of.
I don't fucking
whatever?
Know. Well,
you know what
in
saying?
This place, they don't let people take pictures with them and shit like that.
Oh,
it's a larger habitat.
Yeah, it's not about a petting zoo.
I still don't know the difference between Carol's joint and Joe Exotic's joint.
Oh,
I,
not at all.
I don't fucking know.
Well, the major difference is you get to graduate with your shirt colors.
Yeah, right. You get your shirt colors. Look, she's, from a business standpoint,
she's a smart ass loser.
Yeah, well, she put it together. She's got people that work for free
because
they just want to work with tigers.
Honored
That's
she
right.
Put down there that they are volunteers working with them tigers and they care about
yeah,
them.
And she set it up and she destroyed her competition, literally.
Oh.
She put one in prison and the other guy went to jail too. The guy with like 85 wives, the weird fucking dude.
The other star?
The other guy that they were interviewing in that documentary,
okay.
they raided his place.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with like four wives
he
and shit.
fucking weirdo,
right?
All of them. They're all predators.
Yeah.
Even her. She's a predator against that man.
The fat dude on the jet ski, he was a narc and a fed from the beginning. Yeah. He didn't just sign up. That dude's been a narc.
I was devastated when I saw that What's-His-Face killed himself. I just felt so sick to my stomach.
The young kid?
Yeah. But then you see, you go like this. Okay, well,
that's
what
you didn't get to point
mom.
Out, that Joe Exotic was a fucking predator.
Yeah, he is. He is. Everything was manipulating somebody. And of course, they're barely over the age of 18. Like what, 7 months over the age? Now you're not
if
a pedophile?
That, like, you said it that if it was reversed, if Joe Exotic, you know what I mean, was talking to barely 18-year-old females and bringing them in and paying for their stuff and keeping them there and keeping them drugged up.
Yeah, drugged up.
Yeah, yeah. Then it would be a hella issue.
Everybody would have a problem with it. But now it's candid and funny because all these three people are agreeing to their, you know, their
crazy
marriage.
There's a new episode coming out.
No, I did not.
Yeah, there's a new Tiger King episode coming out.
I would love to see how much the dude that produced it, you know, where he burned his place down and stuff like that. Like
Joe Exotic did that on purpose. Burned his fucking show down. That guy was right. He was right.
Yeah.
He knew it would be a reality show.
How much money he made.
Well,
like,
he didn't
who
do
actually was the production?
I don't think he did the documentary.
Well, he had to get something or agree upon something if he's a part of it.
Well, if he's releasing the story, sure. I'm sure he got maybe something.
Yeah.
But, man, you know how crazy pissed you'd be if you like you spent all the time with these psycho fucks. You filmed it all. You got it all ready. You're going to sell this show. Joe Exotic goes to his attorney and says, hey, well, this guy's got you by the balls. You sign this contract. Everything's his.
Yeah.
And then you burn it down. And you get rid of your alligators at the same time that you don't have to feed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I was so sad when how candid he was about just getting rid of the lions because he had to feed them.
Oh, that was fucked up. Yeah. He shot him down, but all right. Well, we got 4 minutes left, at most 3.5 and counting.
Maybe we should say something nice to each other since we're talking. No, actually, you know what? On the real, I'm so grateful and lucky that I actually get to be with someone that I can be in quarantine with. I can't imagine what it would be like to be stuck in a home with someone that you don't like.
Oh,
someone
man.
Where they
my heart goes out to those. George actually posted a thing about it. Mm-hmm. George posted a thing about it. You know, imagine the kids or the spouses, males included, that are in a house that they either can't leave or shouldn't leave, and it's an abusive home, and you can't get out of there, and you're locked to them. Apparently, the divorce rate in China went through the fucking roof.
Yeah,
after this shit. I mean, because now you're forced to snap out of the routine that you're in, that you just dealt with the person you're with, male or female included, or male, male, female, female. You're forced to snap out of it, and you can't be at work as a distraction, you know, or some are, right? I mean, even the lockdown order in Florida is ridiculous. Everybody could do anything. But you're forced to be at home. You're forced to work on that relationship, be in that relationship, be a parent. A lot of times there's parents that aren't parents. They just work.
Well, what about those kids where the only place they receive love and food is at school?
School, fuck, man.
You know, that is the one that is the most heart-wrenching for me because I think about the escape that they were able to feel when they got to leave home in the morning and they would be greeted with, hi.
Dude, that was me.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get the hell out of my house and get to school and be there. And it's not like I like school either.
Yeah.
But I wasn't home at least, so my terror came.
You didn't have a fear of life.
Right, yeah, but my heart does go out to those where their meals came from school or the single parents out there that are, I mean, what do you do right now if you're a single parent, you were living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you saved up three paychecks, it wouldn't matter, and you got to work, or maybe you're still going to work, and you got your kid, right, you may be bringing home something to your kid, like it's fucking,
well,
oh,
I can't tell you how many nurses out there that have, you know, newborn babies. They can't, what are they going to do? If they stop working, they can't feed their baby. If they don't stop working, they may not have a baby to feed.
Yeah, that's fuck, man. There's so many people going through some shit out there, man. And like
positives.
You said, we're lucky to be around somebody that'll just stab you with a fork.
Yeah, I would be happy to do that to you if you want me to.
No. I don't. I don't want to be stabbed at all. No.
No?
No assault charges. No, no.
I would never do that. I'll give you this one. I mean,
yeah, I wanted that laugh to come out there. I was waiting, so I had witnesses. It's been recorded, so it would be put out there.
It's
but
all right.
But no, we're doing our thing, man. The best we can. Yeah. You know, staying at home, trying to do our part. Even though there's parts of me that goes fuck it, and there's parts of me that go fuck yeah. You know, it's scary as shit. That you could call me a Lysol fucking crazy person. I mean, I could do that. I'm down to be clean and be safe. You know, for me, it's like, why roll the dice? You know, it's not so much, I get it. The death rate is low. You know, for most people, it's a sickness that comes and goes. There's doctors and nurses that are catching it, going home, getting better and going back to work.
Yeah.
Talking about fucking soldiers, you know, going back to work. But for me, I look at it as like, when I don't want to be that anomaly. I don't want to be that outlier or that, well, we don't know. We don't know what the virus did. So it just, you know, I talked about enough on the show last night.
It's like this. If you genuinely have a choice, just fucking stay home.
Yeah, if you can.
If the reason you're going out there to the front lines is boredom, you're an asshole.
You brought that up the other night when we were hanging out was, the people that you, I don't know if it's true, right? We don't know. It was a thought that perhaps those that are screaming this enforcement, this stay home, just stay home for God's sake. How many of those people are financially secure?
Yeah, they go like this.
Or can work from home.
You should stay home because they have, you know, 50 grand in their savings. But the people that go like this, if I don't go to work.
Yeah.
My children are not going to have an air conditioning or the electricity on or things like that where they have to be out there. That's what I'm saying. If you don't have a choice, then you have to. What can you do? You just have to take extra precautions. But the ones that do have a choice, they shouldn't even be out there at all, just running around gallivanting because they can.
Yeah, I think that's why it's hard to take any side, right? Because if there's that one side that's saying, stay home, you fucking assholes or whatever, do your part. I'd like to say, well, how financially secure are you that you get to do that?
Well, here's my question. The ones that are saying stay home or whatever, do you think those people are having people deliver food to them?
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
so they're saying,
I'm
stay
getting
home.
Groceries delivered. I'm that guy. Them groceries are getting delivered tomorrow.
So then there's people that go like this. I'm supplying them a job.
Yeah.
Because they need that job to survive every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, really, what is an essential thing? Do you want to go ahead and, because there are people that are saying, promote and help out the local restaurants that can just do the carry out.
Yeah.
So
we've
like
supported two local restaurants here. Mm-hmm. You know, we did the Mi Mexico carry out and they had plastic bags up. It looked like a murder scene in there. and you know, a delivery of local pizza, Mikey's Pizza.
Yeah.
You know, we've
Which
done
was
that.
Really good.
Yeah. And we've done the best we can there, you know, but it's hard to take a side on anything, you know, because if you're out there screaming, stay home, you dumbasses,
That's
you're killing everybody.
Story.
And I don't know how okay financially are you that you get to say that, mm-hmm. right? When somebody's going, look, if I don't go out there, you know, I it's gone, right? They lose it because all this credit forgiveness, all this other shit, it's going to bite everybody in the ass in the back end. They're not going to just let you rent for free there. Some great landlords are doing that. Some mortgage people are doing that.
It doesn't, and my perspective on that, it doesn't matter. They have to have that right now. So whoop-de-doo. Yep. So you're going to ruin my credit. My life is ruined or over if I don't have it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's people fighting.
Take advantage of
there's
it.
People out there fighting. If you have a mask on, you're not wearing a mask. You're supposed to be wearing a mask. You shouldn't be wearing a mask. How dare you? You know what I mean? Like you had that run in with that fuck face at CVS because
I was at Walgreens and this I had a mask and gloves on in there and I went in there too. I think I went to go get some medicine or something like that. Maybe at the pharmacy even there.
I think it was Miller Lite.
No, it wasn't. No. Anyway, but he didn't know what I was going there for, but he didn't have a mask on and he put his hands up like I was robbing the place and he goes, ooh, scary. You know,
and he had his two boys with him.
Yeah, and they were.
He's a fucking father.
Yeah,
with two boys. Now, when you told me that story, I looked at it from a woman's perspective. If I'm a female, right? I'm a female, and I'm out with a mask on, and a male, mm-hmm. right? A father with two other male boys that you said they were in their teens.
Yeah.
So two other male boys in their teens, ranging from 13 to 19, are with dad. That's three males, mm-hmm. and one of them engages me as a female. With this, oh, I'm scared of you engaging. That's fucking scary. Like, to me, that's scary.
I mean, I looked at them and I looked at him and I said, actually, you're just as scary to me that you don't have a mask on.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it. And I told you next time that happens, you text me and you call me and I'll be right there. And I get to show up and go, what if that motherfucker had said that had I been walking with you? I was walking with you, would that male have looked over and said, ooh, I'm scared? I bet he wouldn't have.
No, I mean, bet that he wouldn't have. Every day, though.
But to me, that speaks to the type of, you know, male that he was, is that when there's no other male around of my size, my stature, that will fucking destroy you, that you'll look at a female and incite something like that and do something like that. And I'm like, motherfucker, like that. You're right. There's guys out there that do it all the time, you know, that make women uncomfortable like that. But piece of shit that can sit there and go like, oh, there's no male around her. She's by herself. She's wearing a mask. I'm going to fuck with her.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this shit with my boys around.
Yeah. It wasn't friendly. It was definitely mocking. It wasn't friendly. But I mean, that literally does happen. Every single
You got
day.
Him back, though. I like what you said. The fact that he's not wearing one or something.
Yeah, you're just as scary to me, the fact that you don't have one on.
Right, right. And you played it off good. You know, but, I mean, so you're seeing hate crimes out there on Asian people of Asian descent. I mean,
Native
you're seeing.
Americans?
Yeah, Native American, you know, descent are getting hate toward it. That if one person's got it, they all have got it. You know, and how much of the media is the one directing these indirect crimes that are directing this indirect hatred? Online bullying or verbal assaults in some way, you know, because they're reading a headline of something or misinformation of something, and the other extreme, how many people are out there still walking around acting like it ain't shit, you know, because they believe the other extreme that it's nothing, right? Nothing is everything's fine. You don't have to worry about nothing. No precautions. That one dude that came to the house, I mean, no mask, no gloves, no nothing, walking up next to me, walking near me. I kept backing up, you know, check out this picture or something. Like, and I was like, dude, honestly,
get away.
Like, if you're this way with me, that means you've been living that way for like the last month or two. Like, you don't give a shit.
Well, what about the people that leave all their dirty gloves and their masks outside?
Oh, all over the parking lot.
Yeah, it's pathetic. Yeah. It's like wiping your ass and leaving it on the floor out there. It's not fair to everybody.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to take that position of I'm very precautionary. I assume the worst, hope for the best, and do what you can and choose between healthy and finance. Those two things, the best that you can, the best that you can. You know, if you don't eat tomorrow because you don't go to work, unfortunately, you may be in a place. And I can understand that. I don't want to judge anybody for that.
Yeah.
But if you're lucky enough to be in a place where you don't have to do that tomorrow, you know, I mean, then don't, you know, if you can, don't risk it, you know. But then again, I mean, it's fucking nuts, dude. I just wish somebody would be like, I don't know.
Well, that's kind of like, I would say, what my closing statement would be that you don't know what that person is going through in their home. You don't know what their life is about. You don't know, even if they look nice and clean, that doesn't mean their bills are paid. That doesn't mean that their children are being fed. All those things. Don't assume that they're being greedy because they're out working. They might be doing that to save their own children's lives.
Yeah, and even the people making $200,000-$300,000 a year, they're spending $400,000-$500,000 a year. They're hurting too.
Yeah,
they can be hurting too. The house is bigger.
They can start liquidating.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know? Maybe. You know what I mean? You're 3-4 months behind on that Maserati payment, and you know you got a $6,000 a month mortgage.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That shit starts to go away. Quick. I mean, it's there's for me, I just see too many definitive sides, too many people choosing a definitive side, saying this is what it is.
Yeah.
And this is what it isn't. And some are using statistics, right? Some are saying, here's the stats. The mortality rate, the death rate is less than 1%. You know, the mortality rate is higher with cancer, heart disease, right? All these other things, and there's no pandemic from it. They're basing their safety on numbers. I get it. So it's leaning on the number fact.
Yeah.
I get that. But I also know there's anomalies of people dying and getting sick. There's, I've listened to a couple that are like Fauci even, and a couple other people that have saying, look, we're not sure what this virus will do or why it does it. We're not quite sure how to treat it. But you hear people out there going, this is how you treat it. You treat it with this, you treat it with that, and it's over. And you don't have to worry about it. Right. Okay. Maybe that's it. And everybody else doesn't, they're not treating it with that because there's no money in it. Right. Mm-hmm. There's no money in vitamins. Right. So people don't treat it with vitamin C. Right. They're finding, I mean, there's, but there's. there's so much definitiveness mm-hmm. on whatever side you're on, whatever you're choosing, that to me, with so many sides of we're definitely sure this is what it is, that makes me go, there's gray here.
Yeah.
There's gray here. If there's 18 sides of what definitely it is or isn't, I kind of go, that's a lot of black and white. Within that black and white, there's some gray in this motherfucker, you know?
Well, which is one reason why I think that even if you are or you aren't a Trump supporter, I don't think that someone should be allowed to have an actual voice on something that they have no knowledge of. They should be able to go like this. I'm not well versed on this, but I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Dr. Whatever and let him tell you how it is, instead of just getting up there and saying, we got this covered, as if it's some financial problem.
We have it the best under control.
Yeah.
Right?
It should be not allowed.
Yeah. If anything, you know, the leader here of any of us should be more supportive, more bringing together, not so polarizing. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna
like that podcast that you did the other day where it was, it was a bit Vince Lombardi, but that's what people need. Like, yeah. You need that.
If you're the leader of the country, I'm trying to see some of that FDR come out of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even want to say Churchill. A lot of him's overrated, but he could speak. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the Lombardi, the FDR, that bring you the country together. I mean, if he would have stood up there and said, look, we're learning. We're not sure about this. Safety should be first. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourselves this way. Follow the precautions that we know for now. We have the country's best people working on this. Love each other. Pull together. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Liberal, in the middle, doesn't matter. We need to love each other as a country. We need to come together, stand strong. We will come out of this. Instead, he opens with, like, this is some Democratic hoax to get him not elected, right? And look at my ratings. My ratings are amazing. Now, instead of all that, where's that go, we will prevail. We will come out of this, love each other, pull together now. We need to trust one another right now. Take care. You know, something like that, you know, fucking something. Give me something other than your ratings are fucking awesome.
It's hard to find compassion for that because maybe you could find the compassion of lack of experience and ignorance.
I can hear 10 people going, oh, yeah, well, Obama did. You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck him, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck
that's
him,
what
too.
I mean by someone, if that's not their background or their field, I don't think they should be allowed to have a voice because of their level of influence.
You mean on a White House type stage?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not trying to take away freedom of speech.
No. Yeah, I mean on, it's just like you can't be an advisor, right, out there. You're not allowed to. You can't say those things if that's your position because you're a politician.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, so, you're not a fucking doctor.
Yeah. So I think they should, first of all, take that relief, give that relief to the president and say, acknowledge that this isn't your realm. It's not your background.
Right. In my point, you're the head coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not the coordinator. You're not the defensive coordinator. You're not calling the offense, calling defense. Right now, you're morale. You're the morale guy.
Yes. Stick you know to what, I mean? What you know.
Yeah. You're the morale guy. You're the guy who's leading the ship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hiring the people in place that know better than you do. I mean, I just...
Well, it's kind of like going this. Could the janitor please come up here and talk to the world? I know you're really good at cleaning these toilets, but no, you're not going to call them back and say, could you give us a speech on how things are going? Yeah. But you might call him when it comes to why the toilet doesn't flush and he's wise words to say. Doesn't mean he's stupid. But when it comes to that, they're calling on the wrong people to have a voice.
Yeah, the downplay is not something that I respect. I don't, you know what I mean? It's you call to stations, you call the people from the ship, from quarters to stations, even if you think you saw a battleship or a sail in the distance.
Right.
If you didn't think you saw one, but maybe you saw one, you call them from quarters, you get them to station just in case. And what I saw was a president that said, keep sleeping. No big deal. We're fine. Yeah. We're fine. And then all of a sudden the sails were over the horizon firing and there was a problem. You know that, but I mean, it's just, he's done some good things in his term, economically speaking, fiscally speaking, you know, so it's not all Trump's a terrible person. It's all his fucking fault. And it's not all, he's the greatest person ever, greatest president we've ever had. It's that middle ground of something, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. He didn't start the fucking virus. The Democrats didn't start the virus, right? I mean, as far as I know, shit, what do I know?
I'm able to say that 90% of the time he's a fucking idiot.
I'm not saying he said some douchey shit. Like, right. I mean, and
but
some,
maybe that
he's that
10%.
Person literally will say some shit and then you just said this. He goes, no, I didn't. Mm-hmm. You're like, what? You just said this shit. And he'll look at you with a straight face, like, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
You asked a bad question. That's what happened. You're like,
yeah. He serves some purposes, but.
You have some douchey shit.
When it comes to this stuff, I just think, regardless if you're a good president or not, that he shouldn't have that microphone.
This just isn't a time for politicians, yeah. I guess. You know what I mean? Like, let those that know this shit lead. Yeah. Rather than political moves, because the left or the Democratic Party, they've made their ploys too to get their party ahead in some ways and take advantage of it. They're opportunists. Politicians, left, right, center, and green alike, are all opportunists. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so they've all pulled their opportunities to find something out of this. But I mean, I think in all of that politic talk, we lose that single mother. That single father that does live paycheck to paycheck, right? That's lost their fucking job, that may not be rehired, that doesn't know where to go. You know, those are the real stories. The health workers, the grocery store people that are still risking their lives every day, those people that are out there continuing to, we lose that story, yeah. And we lose the good stories of those that have recovered.
Right.
I challenge the media today.
Start showing those.
Show positive, they're called green stories in journalism. Share the green stories and not the fear-mongering of some of the embellished shit. And write a headline that's positive. But man, I shared that one fucking story of some possibility of some light. Some people are like, motherfucker, that ain't true. You know what I mean? They come at you, you know, because yeah. it's
all
a
you
fucking
can do
weird
is
time.
Take some self-ownership and for yourself. Be kind to the ones that are out there working so that you can carry on with your day-to-day activities and nothing more. Even if they're having a shitty day, just give them kindness because that might be the last thing that makes them go, okay, I can keep going. I can keep doing this.
I have a question for you. Or, I don't know. What tips do you have for those that are quarantined in a relationship?
My tip would be, to really try to step outside of yourself and put yourself in that other situation. You know, for instance, I'll give you an example. My daughter-in-law, she's pregnant, has 3 children already. She's been at home.
Three different baby daddies?
No.
I'm kidding. No. I'm just fucking around.
My son is the, you know, they've been married for a
Matthew's
while.
Matthew's the bearer of all of them.
Yes. And
as far as
so,
we know. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Dude, if I could kick you, I would.
Yeah. That's why I got a larger table.
Hi, mi madre. Do you want me to answer this or no?
What's it?
Okay.
You didn't say anything in Spanish anyway.
Okay. So, but then there's the flip side. Matthew, he goes into a lot of people's homes, people that are impatient, that are crazy, that don't want to be doing this or that are pushy and that they don't think that they should have to follow the guidelines of being safety, you know, health safety. And he's, you know, working from 8 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night going and doing these closings because you never know when they're going to end. And he would probably like to, you know, have a little free time, but then you come home and you've got all the kids, daddy, everybody wants to sit on his lap and talk to him. And then the wife is like, when is it my turn to be off? So there's two sides to everything. So if you're going to have to be in those situations, display some compassion and understanding of what someone else is going through instead of just what you're going through. Like, I know.
What about the couples that are both quarantined, mm-hmm. both home,
okay,
non-essential, somebody's not leaving each day,
yeah.
They're both there constantly?
It would be, for me, I would say learn some patience and develop a sense of humor.
Laugh at it. So your sister said, when I kept interrupting you, fork. That's what she said, fork.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she said fork, patience, and listen.
Yeah.
So fork is what came through. So sharpen your forks.
Yeah. Worked for her, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Worked for her. I gave out enough advice on what to do when you're at home on some of my previous podcasts, as I won't recap that same news. That's what I want to ask you is some advice to some people out there what to do if you're quarantined 24/7. Because, I mean, you're talking relationships that possibly over the last 10 years or more, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. give or take, have had a routine where one or both are gone most of the time yeah. at work, and it, whether there's kids or not, right? Put two kids, one kid, half a kid, no kid, right, at the house, and where they're both working all the time. They come home, they see each other for dinner for a couple hours at night, you know, because one goes to the gym, both go to the gym, right? And then you got set. Now, all of a sudden, that dynamic has been morphed into, rather than seeing each other Saturday and Sundays and maybe a day or two during the week, has been now mushed to 24 hours, 7 days a week, constantly.
I think it's great exposure.
Okay.
On both sides.
What's the tip for that couple that that's had a dynamic for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 2 years of she goes to work, I go to work, we come home, we see each other for dinner, you know, whatever. You have 1 or 2 hours Monday through Thursday, possibly a Friday night date night, Saturday, Sunday's more focusing on the kids' activities, right? All that's been put to a halt. Now you're 24 hours at the house with each other.
I think the best advice I could provide is to provide that other person some acknowledgement. Maybe of what you recognize what they've been going through the whole time, or how good they're doing at something.
Let's say they've both been working equally. It's no like the guy or the girl's been working.
They both have opposite things. It might be, it's kind of nice to be spending some time with you. Even if you have to go to the bathroom, look at yourself and go, what the fuck? Just to display some compassion for the other person of what they're going through. And it will be, I think, a good snowball effect. And if it's not, you can still walk away feeling good about yourself. Even if it means, for me, like, aside from what you can do for somebody else, do something for yourself where you, you know, maybe try not to be too on top of that person. Have a bit of a hobby or a chore where you're keeping yourself busy that's both self-fulfilling and maybe productive at the same time, even if that production could be like for instance, you and I, you might be in here building, you know, adding more stuff to the studio, and I could even just be outside laying out and listening to some music that I enjoy that maybe you wouldn't enjoy.
Time
allowing each other that time without feeling like they're ignoring you.
Yeah.
They might be doing that for you instead of actually ignoring you.
Yeah, agreed. I would add to it. I've talked about, you know, scheduling your time. Make sure you take time for yourself during that. If you're quarantined 24/7, to say, hey, I'm gonna dip out and paint, right? Yeah. I'm gonna get into a podcast for a while, right? I'm gonna find time to schedule for yourself. Definitely, I covered that. Focus on what you can versus you can't do. Scheduling that, scheduling your time for yourself. And a new one I would throw out there is, don't judge your relationship too harshly. If you're not getting along for a period of time during a quarantine, because most people can't spend that much time together anyway. So if your dynamic has changed, especially from 5, 10, whatever years, whatever that dynamic you've been used to, right, has changed suddenly and abruptly and has gone from one end of the spectrum to the other, don't be so judgmental of yourself. Of the relationship, there's always three entities in a relationship. There's you, there's them, and the relationship, the three entities. So don't be so judgmental of the relationship or your partner. Mm-hmm. If maybe you're agitated, aggravated, annoyed, or maybe you get in a fight or something, whatever, don't allow that time to define the relationship. Yeah. But on the same sense, don't ignore it. That if a certain amount of time you're starting to see this person for what they really are, or what the relationship really is, or maybe who you really are. Don't ignore it either. So don't be over judgmental about them, the relationship, or yourself. And it's okay that if you're going to get annoyed at somebody, if you've hung out for 2 weeks straight and you're like, I fucking want to stab them with a fork.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't yeah. stab them with a fork. You know what I'm saying?
You almost have to have the attitude of if someone like, have the attitude of how you would behave if your spouse was trying to quit smoking.
Yeah, you could do that.
You're going to be more passive because you want them to feel better. You want them to get better, right? And you're going to put up with a bunch of bullshit. You normally would go, suck it, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe have that mentality of,
well, that goes into your compassion, right? Is have compassion for the person that you're with, that they got to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's funny to say that, like, you may love yourself like a motherfucker, but let's be honest. Like, sometimes you don't want to hang out with yourself that long. And now this person's exposed to you.
Not that, but yeah.
Right? I know, not you. This person's exposed to you for 24 hours a fucking day, right? And they deal with you and vice versa, you know?
Yeah.
So it's okay that you may fight. It's okay that you may not fight, right?
And it's going to be ups and downs, and just recognize that, you know what? Maybe you just need to go get in the shower and give him a break or her a break. And give each other another fresh start.
And I'll give you some fun advice.
Ooh, yeah.
Some fun advice is, if it's getting stuffy, you know, empathy is basically, Melissa, that's what we're kind of talking about, compassion, empathy toward the other person, switching the shoes. But some fun advice from Dr. Lowry.
Ooh.
Some mental health advisor here. Some good advice I would give you is, don't take it all so serious to where you have this structured regimen of, I'm going to take care of my health like a motherfucker right now. I'm going to use this time.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to use this time to get in shape, not drink, eat great food, go to sleep early. This is time for me to get in shape. And look, if you do that, you're going to lose some fun about it. So if it gets a little rough, get wasted with your spouse. Do it. And if you're an alcoholic, don't. Okay. Like, don't go off the wagon.
It
all
could
right?
be just get goofy with your spouse.
Right, get goofy or fun. But if you don't have an issue with drinking and you're not a substance abuse issue person, it's okay to get a little hammered, turn up some music really loud, dance, start a fire if you can with a fire pit, without HOAs, okay, don't burn your house down, or in the house, but have some fun.
Or get freaky.
Yeah, that's what I mean, is get a little wasted, dance, play some music, share different people's playlists, learn some other music, have a good time, and let loose once or twice or all the time. No, not all the time. But and have a good time with what you have and use. I think those are really good tools for people to apply.
I agree. I like those. Yeah.
I like those tools too. Well, I hope you've had fun. I know I had fun hanging out. It's been a while since we did a He Said, She Said podcast.
Yeah,
thank you.
Fun.
Yeah, thank you, Amy Childs, for coming on the show. And,
and everybody that's watching. And
admitting to assault.
I love it. Yay, yo.
Oh, man. Shout out to all you guys out there. Steve Stone, Melissa, all those that participated during the podcast live here too. We love you. Take care of yourself. Be healthy. This is Adam with He Said,
She Said with Patricia May.
Love y'all. Take care.